you knew Cathy Hansen for dead long.
There's lots of things you don't know.
Are you, I'm sure of that. I know that. Oh, I admit that. Are you exactly the same age as him?
No, he's a couple years older than me. He was my in camp. He was the teacher in the learning classes. I was like 11, and he was 16 or something.
What would he be now? 16?
Not quite. I think he'd be less than that. Probably about 5 years older than me. His brother was in my class at school. Benny. There's another brother in between, so must be a little bit of age gap. Anyhow, today's daf is Ayin Ches. And we got up to the Mishnah, Amoicher es Chamor. So we sold a house, we sold a boat, we sold a wagon, and now we're selling a donkey, finally. We got up to the donkey.
Yeah, I like getting back to nature.
Back to nature. Amoicher es Chamor, someone sells a donkey, lo mochar kelov. It does not include in the sale, by default, the accessories. The accessories that go with a donkey. We'll see in a minute what sort of accessories we're talking about. Nachum Hamadi Eimer, Mochar Kalev. He says, yes, it does include when you buy a donkey, part of the transaction is that you get the Kalim of the donkey as well. And Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Pa'amim Mechorim, Pa'amim Mechorim. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Keitzad, when yes and when no. Haya Chamer Lefan of a Kalev Alav. The donkey was standing there and it was dressed in its vestments. Va'am Aloy. And the buyer says to the seller, "Mecher li chamer chazeh, sell me this donkey." And he waves his hand out with a flourish. This donkey, yes. Then hare kelu mechurim, because what he's saying is the donkey as it's standing there. So everything that I waved in my flourish is included. So therefore, then he says, Rabbi Yehuda, the kelim are included.
The owner could come in straight away and say, yes, I will sell you the donkey, but not what he's wearing.
He could say that, but if he doesn't say anything, then the default is that the kelim are included. Chamer ho, but if he does it as a question, is that your donkey that I can buy? Yeah, so then it's not necessarily referring to the kelim. And kelim mechurim, because he didn't even know that the donkey belonged to him, so he's not giving a big flourish and saying, this donkey. If it remains silent, nothing. There's no transaction. You got to do it. You're doing a deal here. How can it be silent? You've got to say something.
If he doesn't say anything, Kalim's included.
What do you mean? Who doesn't say anything?
Depends on what the buyer says.
The buyer says something. He says, "I want to buy a donkey." If he doesn't say anything, there's no transaction at all. What do you mean? He doesn't say anything.
If he just says, "I want to buy a donkey,"
Right? Then it wouldn't be included. It's only included. Rabbi Huda says it's only not to specify. The donkey standing there, dressed up in all of its things, and he says, "This donkey I want to buy." Then it's included. Any other less specific statement will not be included. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. We've got to find out exactly what type of kelim we're talking about over here. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Ula, Machlokes besak v'diskaya v'kumni. Sak and diskaya and kumni is the sak is like a small bag and diskaya is the big bag.
Two-sided, like a saddle bag.
A saddle bag and a kumni is a thing that women use when women ride on a donkey. So women are more delicate, so therefore they have to have a special women's seat that you put on a donkey. Yeah? So those are the things, that is where they're arguing about whether it's included or not. Why is it so? Because the question is, what's the main purpose of a donkey? When you buy a donkey, what's the default that you want to use that donkey for? Is the Tanna Kamma Savar, Stam Chamor Lir Koivkoi. The Tanna Kamma says that by default, a donkey is for riding on, yeah? And therefore, these are other things which are used for schlepping, not for riding, yeah? The saddlebags and the bags and the woman's thing also, it's not a derech. Yeah, most donkeys are not there for women to ride on. Women ride in the back in the carriage, right? They don't ride on a donkey. So therefore, it's the unusual. It's not a default position to say that a donkey is used for those things. And therefore, because a stam donkey is used for riding and not used for schlepping, therefore, the schlepping gear is not included by default, because that's not what donkeys are normally used for. And Nachum Hamadi Savar Stam Chamer LeMasikoi. Nachum Hamadi says that a donkey is also used for schlepping.
Yeah, I think in some countries
it's a stam. I mean, it's by default. It's a normal thing that donkeys are used also for schlepping. And therefore, that is included. So that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about schlepping gear. Aval ukufum adas kilkali v'chebak. I don't know exactly what these things are, but they're made. They're used for riding on. Yeah, it's the saddle that you sit on, and it's the strap that ties the saddle on, and all the accoutrements that go with a saddle. In all of those cases, divrei hakol b'churin. Everybody agrees that a donkey is for riding. Yeah, so the riding gear is kona for sure. The machlekes is about the schlepping gear. The Tana Kama says schlepping is not included, and therefore schlepping gear is not included. And the Chachamim say, no, Nachum HaMori says it's also for schlepping, and therefore schlepping is included. Okay, so that's what Ula says is the argument. We have a Braisa Chamer v'keilav ani meichalach. If the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you a donkey with its kelim, so what happens? So the sale goes ahead. What's included v'keilav? When he says v'keilav, so here he actually says the word kelim. Until now we're talking about, we didn't say anything about kelim. We just have to decide what's included. When he says kelov, hareze mocha, what is included in the kelov? Esa ukuf, esa mardas, esa kilkali, esa chavak. In other words, all of the riding gear. Yeah. Avaloi mochar, sak v'diskaya v'kumni. But not the schlepping gear. Yeah. So far, sounds like the chachamim. But wait, there's more. But if he specifies the donkey and everything that it's on it, and so he says those extra words, they're all included. Yeah, so that's all sounds wonderful. But we missed one. We didn't notice a key word in there. When he says chamur v'kelov ani moichaloch, yeah, that is when Nochum Hamadi said that the schlepping gear is included. This is not Nochum Hamadi. This is when he says that it includes the riding gear, but not the schlepping gear. Yeah, but he said Kalov. So because he said Kalov, therefore the riding gear is included. What if he wouldn't say Kalov at all? Then none of the gear would be included, L'chaira. Yeah, so Ula interprets our Mishnah to mean that they're only arguing about the schlepping gear. But the riding gear, everybody says, is included. But this price says that when he says the donkey and its kelim, then the riding gear is included. Taima de omale chamer v'kelov. Because he said the donkey and its kelim, ho de kani uka from adas, that's why the riding gear is included. Haloi, if he didn't say anything about the kelim, he just said the donkey, by default, haloi amalehachi, if he wouldn't have said that, loi, then even the riding gear would be excluded. Ula's telling us the riding gear is for sure included. It's only the schlepping gear that they're arguing about. This Bryce is saying that if he doesn't say kelov, then even the riding gear is excluded. So what are you talking about, Ula? Says Ula back to whoever.
We're negotiating two different prices with gear and without gear.
Well, we haven't mentioned the prices. We had a machlokes yesterday whether the price tells you anything or not. Yeah, but let's assume that the price isn't sufficiently different to notice. Even according to, it was actually Rabbi Yehuda, right? He said we go by the price. But even if we'll say that we want to be agnostic about that, we can say that maybe the price isn't sufficiently different to know. Agnostic about it, yeah. Yeah, says the Gemara Loinain. Ula says back to the person who asked the question, no, your diuk, that if he didn't say anything, it doesn't include the riding gear, says Ula, that's not true. Hu hadin, because the same applies to Afal Gaf, the loyam ale chamur v'kelov, even if he didn't say the chamur with its kelim, nami ukufum adas mechurin, says Ula, like me, that riding gear, everybody agrees, is always included. How do you extol the words of the wise? So why does the Brisa mention the Kalov? If it would be the same without saying the Kalov, the Brisa could have told me a bigger chiddush. Even if he doesn't mention Kalim, the riding gear is included. Says Ula, Hakamashvlan, the chiddush of the Brisa is the opposite direction. The chiddush of the Brisa is not that the riding gear is included. The chiddush of the Brisa is the Afal Gav de Amalei Chamer v'Kalov, that even when he does say Kalim, Sak for this guy of a Kumni Loikoni, that the schlepping gear is still excluded. Even though he says kelim, it still doesn't include schlepping gear. Yeah? And that's obviously according to the Chachamim. Okay, so that's how Ula explains that price. Now the Gemara just throws in there, assuming it, the Gemara assumes that we know what all these different types of kelim are, except for kumni. So the Gemara just wants to ask to make sure we know my kumni. What's a kumni? Amar Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, merkafta denoshi, the riding seat of a woman. Yeah, so that's, and that's considered in the category of schlepping gear, in the sense that it's not usual for a woman to ride the donkey, and therefore both women's saddles and also schlepping gear is the category of not usual. Okay, so that's that. So that's Ula. Now the Gemara asks, okay, so we understand that the argument's about the schlepping gear. Now the question is, where is the gear when they do the transaction? As you boil a hoo, the question is, Ba'idin Allah Machlaikis, is the argument when the Kalim are actually on the donkey? So the donkey's standing there and he's got the schlepping gear on, and even so, is the Chachamim say the schlepping gear is not included, and Nachal Amadi says it is included. Avol Kishain and Allah, but if the schlepping gear is not actually on the donkey at the time, so you got a donkey standing there without no schlepping gear, is Maidalahu Nachal Amadi, maybe, so does Nachal agree that it's not included? It's not even on the donkey, so it's not included. Oy Dilma, or perhaps Frakert. B'she'ein and Allah machlekes. The argument is if the gear is not on the donkey, is the schlepping gear included or not? Avo b'oydim Allah, but if the kelim are on the donkey, is meidelahu rabban on the nach? Then the chacham will say, yeah, stam, schlepping gear is not included. But if it's actually sitting on the donkey when they make the sale, then it is included. So there's two ways of looking. Is Tashima, so the Gemara tries to prove from this last, this is from a different Mishnah which we haven't done yet, that of his man, Sha'omar Loi, Hu V'choma Sha'olov. So the argument starts off by saying there's a machlokes if it's included or not. But what about at the time, if he says the words, the donkey and everything that's on it, Olov, Hare Kula Mechorim, so that includes everything. So, now who's that going to be according to? Yeah, everything is included.
It could mean that everything is included.
Even the schlepping gear is included.
Yeah, it could mean that, or it could mean everything that's on this second.
Oh, so let's look a little bit deeper. If the argument is whether even if it's on there, yeah, the argument in the Mishnah is, even if it's on, yeah, the Chachamim say it ain't included. Yeah, but if he says Hu v'Masha Olav, then it is included. So that will be the Chachamim. Yeah, the Chachamim say by default it's not included, but if it's not default, if he actually says I'm including everything on it, then it's on it, then it's included.
But the Chachamim don't include the schlepping gear.
No, but no. If you say that the argument, yeah, that's right.
No, even with that statement, they don't.
No, but if he says Hu v'Masha Olav, then it's included. If the schlepping gear is on it, then it's mm-hmm. then it's Olav.
Yeah.
But so in other words, if he says even if the schlepping gear is on it, but he doesn't say Hu v'chol masha olav, then it's not included. But if the schlepping gear is on it and he says Hu v'chol masha olav, then the schlepping gear is included, even according to Chachamim. Yeah. So if that's the pshat, then that makes sense. Hamani rabbanon he. So this brisa will be the Chachamim, and the Chachamim distinguish between whether he says Hu v'chol masha olav or he doesn't say Hu v'chol masha olav. Yeah, that would make good sense. Ella, but if the argument in the Mishnah is when the gear is not on, yeah, only when they're not on does the Chachamim say it ain't included because it's not on, yeah. But if the schlepping gear is on at the time of the transaction, then even in the Mishnah, even without saying anything, divrei hakol mechurin, yeah. If you look at it that way, that if the gear is on, it's included regardless of what he says. Yeah, is Halmani. So who's this Mishnah going according to? That means even according to the Chachamim, even if he doesn't say anything, it's included. Yeah, so who's the one who says that he has to say Hu v'chol masha olav? Yeah, you're bringing in a third opinion. That's a very big doichik. I said it's a third opinion because the Mishnah only mentions two. Yeah, to come up with a third opinion from a brisa somewhere is very doichik. Yeah, so it seems to be that we must be saying that the machlokes is ba'odim olav. And therefore even the Chachamim would say ba'odim olav is loikana. Yeah, but if he says Hu v'chol masha olav, then he's kaina. Yeah, so that would so that seems to be a proof. Says the Gemara. Sorry, la'olam, I can tell you that the argument is b'she'ein olav. What's the base? I can't read it. Someone read, help me out. Emalach la'olam emalach. I will tell you I could argue because ain't a lot of Eidon al Machlokes. I can tell you that the argument in the Mishnah is talking about when the gear is not on. Yeah, when the gear is not on, that's when the Chachamim say it's not in, it's not included. What would happen if the gear would be on? The Chachamim would agree that you're kainah. Aye, so why does it need to say the words Hu v'chol masha'olov? V'rabbanon, it is according to the Chachamim. Yeah, aye, so why does he have to say Hu v'chol masha'olov? It's simple, we'll edit the braisa, so he doesn't have to. He'll say, V'eima bizman sha'amal lai Hu v'chol masha'ro'u yili yisolov. Anything that could go on it. So it doesn't have to be anything that's not on it. So they're arguing, when it's not on, the Chachamim say, you have a donkey standing there, and the gear is in the cupboard. Yeah, so min hastam, that schlepping gear is not included. Yeah, but if he says the donkey and any type of gear that you could put on him, anything that's rot you to go on him, even though it's not on him now, and that would include, then the Chachamim would agree that it includes schlepping gear, if he specifies like that.
The simplest way out of this would be to spell out everything per item.
Yeah, well, we'd miss out a duff of Gemara if you did that.
Spill it out.
Come on. You'd have to skip a page. What would you do? Okay, so we'll try again to see if we can prove whether Machlokes is where it's on or not. Tashema, second line from the bottom. Tashema, next one, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. So we had the Tanakama, we had Nachum Hamadi. Came along Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Pa'amim b'churim, pa'amim shem b'churim. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, everybody says sometimes yes, sometimes no. Who do you think you are being mechadish over here? But anyway, which sometimes is Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah doesn't even say what he means by, well, he does say, he says, he does specify. So what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to go? The Chachamim and Nachum Hamadi are having this argument about when is the schlepping gear included. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, well, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Is this Rabbi Yehuda Nassim?
No, this is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Nagler. Might be. We'll see if you agree with him. It's my love.
I didn't say Yehuda
Gavai.
I said
Yehuda Gavai. He would be called Rebbe usually, or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But it's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Stam is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Could be yours too. My love. So isn't it that when Rabbi Yehuda appears suddenly in the Mishnah out of nowhere, yeah, that he's referring to what the previous two guys in the Mishnah said? Amai deka omar tanakama koi. Koi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to what the Tanakhama said. Yeah? And therefore, when he says, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is for sure, the two cases Rabbi Yehuda said is Chamor Chazeh with the flourish, and clearly he's talking about where the schlepping gear is on it, because otherwise, what's the point? Chamor Chazeh without any gear on it, then why should that be included? Yeah? So Rabbi Yehuda is for sure talking about when the gear is on. Because otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda's statement doesn't make sense at all. Yeah, so Rabbi Yehuda's talking about when the gear is on, and shouldn't we say that if Rabbi Yehuda's talking about when the gear is on, and he's coming to join into the conversation with the Tanakhama and Nachum Hamadi, so everybody's talking about when the gear is on? So what are you trying to tell me? It's talking about when the gear is off? No, I tell you when the gear is on. That's when the argument is. Yeah, the argument's when the gear is on, even. But if the gear's off, everybody agrees that if it's not on, it's not on. Says the Gemara, Loi Nein. Turn the page, Rabbi Yehuda. Milsach Ristikoma. Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to butt into the discussion between the Tanakhama and Nachum Hamadi. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say a separate thing altogether. Yeah, he's coming to say that even if it's on, let's say, there can sometimes be not included or not included. Yeah? So in other words, we can say that the Tanakhama and Rachum Hamadi are talking about when the gear is not on. Yeah, like Ula, like the first way of looking at the debate. Yeah, because we could say what we just tried to conclude before, that the Nabraisa therefore is according to the Chachamim. So they argue about when it's not on. If it is on, everybody agrees it's included. Yeah. So what's Rabbi Yehuda coming along with his distinction? Yeah, is Rabbi Yehuda is wants to say that even on the when it's on, sometimes it's still not included. when he says, "Is this your donkey?" Yeah. So when he says, "Is this your donkey?" then that doesn't include it, even if there's gear on the donkey. Yeah. Then in that case, it won't be kind. Okay. So that's my chat. If you want to see my guide. I was getting so much stuff last night, so I had to write it down. Actually, feels it's actually makes more sense in the morning than it did last night.
It also makes sense. It's from the RSPCA, the bit of paper.
No, the guide dogs, Victoria. They got my name on their mailing list from some. They buy the mailing lists. So you give one charity, next thing you know, 5,000 of them all want your money. So I don't actually give them money, but they still give me stationery. So
don't give them money, they'll give you a dog.
So I want to elevate this guide dogs to Kedusha, put a bit of Gemara on it. Okay, next. Amale Ravina Ravashi, now Ravina says Ravashi, just a second, Tashima, let's look at remember the Mishnah we learned yesterday? Machares HaKorin, if he sells the wagon, Loi Machares HaProdus, it doesn't include the mules. V'toni Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamed Rabbi Abahu. And if you remember, we said yesterday that Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava had this brisa which said Machares HaKara in his Yeh Machares HaProdus, that if you sell the wagon, it doesn't include the mules. V'yamarlei, and he said back to him, V'anan Loi Machatan, how can you have such a brisa when the Mishnah says it's not included? V'yamarlei Yismei, and this brisa quoter asked Rabbi Abahu, should I exclude it? Should I cross out this brisa? And he said, don't cross it out. To Targum, you should explain Masnischa. You should explain your brisa ba'adukim boy. Yeah, when they are connected, when the mules and the thingo are connected, so then it is included. Yeah, is miklal the masnischa b'shena adukim boy. So what does that mean? The brisa is when they are connected. That's when it's included. And the Mishnah, which said that if you bought the wagon, you didn't buy the mules, is talking about when the wagon and the mules are not hitched up. Yeah, they're separate. Yeah. So that's the same equivalent of the gear not being on the donkey. Yeah, the mules not hitched up to the wagon. And since we've worked out that the previous Mishnah, he's calling it the Reisha, he means the previous Mishnah, but we assume that the whole Perek is learned as one flow of Mishnayos, yeah? So if the previous Mishnah, the case just before this one was talking about where it's disconnected, and that's where they're arguing, is Sefer Nami. So this, here the Sefer means our Mishnah, is also B'she'en Eidem Alav. So what doesn't that prove, which is what we want it to prove, that their argument is only when it's not on. So that's Ravina said to Ravashi. Says back Ravashi, Adarabu. On the contrary, maybe the other way around. Ema Resha. Let's look at, go back to the previous Mishnah before that. The previous Mishnah was when he stopped the boats. I mean, we sold the boats. Yeah, he sold the boats. So he sells the whatever is part of the boat. Avaloi machar, lo yaso avodim, lo yaso antiki. He didn't sell the slaves to row the boat. And he didn't sell that was the stock. We are mina my antiki. And we said, what does antiki mean? And amar av papa, iska de begavo. It means the stock. That means, what do you mean the stock? The stock's in the bigavah, it's in the boat. Yeah? So the boat's sitting there on the port of Melbourne, full of stuff in the hold, of schoira. Yeah? And he says, the Mishnah says, that it's not included. So this having the stock in the hold of a boat is the equivalent of having the schlepping gear on top of a donkey. Yeah, it's connected, it's on, it's in. And nevertheless, it's excluded. Yeah? Umidiration, but in the law of... So therefore, the very first mission of the Perek, when it talks about the boat, is talking about where the thing that, even though something is on it, like the Schoira, it's excluded. It's safer not me, but I'm alone. So therefore, the case of the donkey, I'll be talking also about when the schlepping gear is on. So you're trying to compare the donkey to the case of the wagon from the previous Mishnah. Who tells you to do that? Compare it to the boat in the Mishnah before that. So therefore, in other words, what's the point? The point is that you can't extrapolate from one mission to the next. Some of the Mishnais in this parak are talking about where they're on, and some are off, obviously. Yeah, because the case of the boat is definitely talking about when the schoira is in, and the case of the wagon is talking about when it's not hitched up. Yeah, so therefore, la tana mili mili katani. Therefore, the tana must be, each case is different. You can't say, because that case is this case is the same. Each mission is a different story. Okay, Omar Abaya, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Sumchus, Rabbi Nachum Amadi, Kulus Firlahu, they all hold that Kim Mazbin Inish Midi, that when you sell something, Iyu V'chol Tashmishtim Mazbin, it includes the Kalim. Yeah, they all hold that. Where do we see that? Rabbi Lezer, we see that Nan Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Mecher, Rabbi Sabad, Mocher, Esakaira, he says that when you sell the press, it includes the beam. Shimon Gamliel Datnan, we had all these Mishnahs already before. Yeah, Shimon Gamliel says, "Amecher es a ear, mocher es a center." If you sell the city, it includes the guard thing, yeah?
Mm. The guard,
yeah. Yeah, and Rav Meir, the Tanya, Rav Meir, Rameh, Mocher HaSakerim, Mocher Tashmish HaKerim, if you sell a vineyard, it includes all of the kelim that go with it. Rav Nosav, Sumchus is the basis with Dugas. When you sold the boat, you sold there the little boat that you used to get to shore, yeah? Mm-hmm. And Nachum HaMadi, Hodamor, like we just said over here. So they're all sort of more inclusive with gear, and they say that gear is included, generally speaking. They're not all exactly the same, and that's why Rashbam points out here, it doesn't say Omru Dovar Echad, because each case here is subtly different, which Tashmishim are included, which ones aren't. So you can't say that they're saying exactly the same thing, but they all have the principle that to include the Kalim that go with something that you bought. Okay, then came Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Emer Pa'am, Mechurin, Vechulu, Maishta Chamar Chazeh. What is this explanation? Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says Chamar Chazeh, it's included. Maishta Chamar Chahu means he's a donkey, yeah? So what's going on here? Is Amar Rava, when he says Chamar Chazeh, what does that mean? Yada the Chamar Yedehu, he knows that this donkey belongs to the seller. V'haidaka Amalayza, Mishum Caleb. So what does he say this? Because he means this as is with everything on it. Kamalay. And Chamar Chahu means, is this your donkey? La Yada the Chamar Yedehu, he doesn't even know it's his donkey. V'haidaka Kamalay, Chamar Chahu, is this your donkey? Shatim Kerenali? And he doesn't intend to include with that any of the Caleb. Okay, so to Mishnah Vayta, we're a bit behind time. Someone who sells a donkey, he sells the baby donkey. The baby donkey is included. But if he sells a cow, it doesn't include the calf. If you sell a rubbish tip, you get all the rubbish that's in it. Well, at least the fertilizer. Yeah, so we're talking here specific type of rubbish here. Yeah, we got fertilizer rubbish. Yeah, so that if you sell, say I'm selling you the port full of tip and it's full of fertilizer, that means you get the fertilizer. It's in it as well. Machar boer, machar meimah. If you buy a well, then it includes the water that's in it. Machar kaveres, machar dvorim. If you buy a beehive, it includes the bees. And machar shuvach, machar yehin. If you buy a pigeon coop, it includes the pigeons that are in there. So the Gemara says, number one, about the children of the donkey. Hey, Chedomi, what's going on over here with the donkey and the cow? What's the difference between a donkey and a cow? When he sells the donkey and he says, I'm buying the donkey and its child, is then afilu paru benonami, the same thing. If he said, I'm buying a cow and its child, it should also be included. If he didn't say, I'm selling the animal with its child, is afilu chamer nami loy. So the child of a donkey shouldn't be included either. So what's the difference between a cow and a donkey? There's Amar Rav Papa says, the Amalei chamer meniko para meniko. The way he says it is, I want a nursing donkey or a nursing cow. Ani moichelach. Yeah? So therefore what? Bishlama para, when it's a cow, when he says a nursing cow, what do you want? Why does he specify he wants a nursing cow? Because he wants milk. That's what you get from a nursing cow. What are you going to do with your milk? You're going to put it on your cereal. Yeah? Ezekiel Amemar lechalava boilo. So when he says a nursing cow, it means because he wants to make sure that he's getting milk. But nothing to do with the calf. Just the milk from the cow. So therefore, it's not including the kid. Ela chamoer. My kamale, why would you say a nursing donkey? You can't drink the donkey milk anyway because it ain't kosher. Yeah. So what do you mean by saying a nursing donkey? So it must be shma mina that he ubina kamale. So when he says a nursing donkey, then he must mean the child. When he says a nursing cow, he means the milk. But my karela syoch. Why is the child of a donkey called a siach? It goes when it hears nice, soothing talk. It follows. Yeah, but sins and samachs are the same, you know. Amar Ashur Bar Nachmeni Amar Ben Esam Maidach Siv Alken Yemir Hamoishlim. This a pasuk in Parshas Chukas when it has there the whole thing about sichin and oig when they kill sichin and oig, and it talks about how Sichin conquered Mayov, and it talks there about all the World War III or World War 1.7, whatever war it was. Yeah, so it says there, therefore the Moishlim should say, the rulers will say, let's go to Cheshbon, where Sichin city was, and rebuild it. Yeah, so what does this refer to? HaMoishlim, so he learns it all, Baruchnis. The rulers are, Elo HaMoishlim BeYitzam, these are the people who rule over the Yetzahara. Boyu Cheshbon, come and make a Cheshbon. What does that mean? Boyu and a Chashav Cheshbon Shaloylam, go and make the supernal Cheshbon of the world. What's that? Hefsed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, Tzchara Veira Keneged Hefseda. Go and make a Cheshbon about the thing that you lose, if you lose money, let's say, by doing a Mitzvah, compare that to the spiritual gain you get. And similarly, the financial benefit, let's say, of doing an Aveira, compare that to the spiritual loss that you're going to get. So that's what the Cheshbon is, that everyone has to make this Cheshbon if you want to rule over your Yetzer Hara. Just to keep that calculation in mind. Tibana v'sikonin. The next words in the pasuk is Tibana v'sikonin. Imata oisikain. If you make this cheshbon, Tibana b'olam hazeh, you will be built in this world with tichonin v'sikonin la'olam haba, and you will be founded in the next world. And then it comes ir sichonin. This is why we're bringing it, because sichonin and siach sound the same, yeah? So that's why we're bringing this pasuk here in the middle of nowhere. Ir sichonin. This is the next words of the pasuk. Yeah, Tibana v'sikonin, ir sichonin, the city of sichonin. Imesim Adam Atzmai Ke Ayur Zeh. So Ir means a city. But Ayur is also Ayin Yud Resh, means a baby mule, a baby donkey. So if a person makes himself like this donkey, baby donkey, Shemahalech Achar Sichano, that he goes and listens to good speech, is Maksiv Acharov, then what happens is Ki Eish Yotza Mei Cheshbon. Then the fire comes from this cheshbon. What does that mean? Teitzei eish b'mechashvin, that a fire comes out from the ones who do make this cheshbon that we're talking about and rule over the Yetzer Hara, v'teichel esheinu mechashvin, and it consumes those who don't make this cheshbon. Ulahava mekir yasichain, and a flame flickers out from the kirya, means a like a kiryat, what's it called, a villa, a town, yeah? Of Sichain, Mekiryas Tzadikim, from the town of the Tzadikim, Shanikru Sichin. The Tzadikim are called also Sichin. Because Siach means a tree. Yeah, Kol Siach Hasada is a tree. And Tzadikim are like a tree. Tzadik Atoma Yifrach, etc. The Tzadikim are compared to a tree. Achla Or Mayov consumes Or Mayov. What's Mayov? Zeha Mahalech Achar Yitzroi. That is like a one who goes after his Yetzahara, who goes after whatever you tell him he wants to do. So you tell him to do an Aveira, he does it also. Bale Bomoy Sarnoin, this is all the Pasuk, apologies. Bale Bomoy Sarnoin, Elu Gasi Haruach. This refers to the haughty people, the Amar Mar, Kol Sheyesh, Kol Adam Sheyesh Begasis Haruach, Nefil Begehenim, anybody who has pride, it comes before the fall, right? And he ends up in Gehenim. Vaniram, Omar, Rasha, Ein Rom. What does it mean, Vaniram? The Rasha says, Ein Rom. There is nothing above. There's Avar Cheshbon. What does that mean, Avar Cheshbon? He lost his Cheshbon, Avar Cheshbon Shalom. So he doesn't have this Cheshbon that we're talking about because he's a Rasha. So he doesn't make the cheshbon of a mitzvah against the Aveira. Ad divine? What do you mean? Divine is Amar Rasha. So God says, you wicked person, hamtein atcha yavai din. Divine, wait till the din comes. And then the pasuk continues, vanashim ad noifach, off the top of the page, atcha tovei eish, she'ena tzricha nifuach, till a fire comes along that doesn't need to be, blown on to make it get bigger. Ad meidva ad shetadiv nishmoson, until the neshama, tadiv is lashon of worry.
Sad.
V'yarmi lo ad ovid my the boy, until it does what it needs to do, till God does what he needs to do to take care of these wicked people. So that whole thing of that pasuk was brought because of the word sichon in there, which we said is the animal that goes after the nice speech. So because we mentioned that, so we chucked this in here as well. And tomorrow we will continue from there. And tomorrow will be at 8:30.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
sorry you were not coming.